for Jewish Women, Oral History Questionnaire. My name is...
Well, we were five children. I'm the eldest. Three brothers and one sister. And then we saw Leopold.
What were the names? I'm sorry.
My brother's name was Leopold. Mm-hmm. L-E-O-P-O-L-D. Leopold. Jacob. And Alan. My sister's name was Rose. She's Rose. Mm-hmm. We came to Pittsburgh in 1907. We lived in Oakland at the time. I went to the home school in Oakland.
Did you attend any other schools besides home?
High school, Fifth Avenue Commercial High School. My brothers went to Central High School, and my sister went to Peabody.
How did you like homeschool?
All I can remember is it was a hollow where Isley is, and we had to cross that bridge, and I still remember, it seems to me, how cold I was.
Were your parents religious, or how did they bring you up?
No, my father was anything but religious.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't keep a kosher house, but they used kosher meat.
What sort of things did you, and the father you do for fun?
Pardon?
What did your brothers and sisters do for fun?
Children played, you know. I remember playing hide and seek and or lay sheep lay, you know. Boys went off on their bicycles. My middle brother was mechanically inclined. He built a machine. He took the motor of a motorcycle and put it on a box and wheels of a bicycle and ran it up on the boulevard, and everybody turned around and looked at them. And we always had a dog. One of the stories they tell of my grandmother, she left her little dog, and the dog used to run after the children when they were skating. And the neighbors complained, so my mother came out on the porch and said to my grandmother, "You're sitting here, why can't you hold that dog?" She said, "We'll let them skate on the other side of the street."
And were all your brothers and sisters healthy? And,
yes.
You said something about your father.
Well, he had asthma.
Mm-hmm.
He died at 53. And two of my brothers are gone now.
Most of your family's brothers and sisters still alive?
Well, my sister and the brother are still alive. The two brothers are gone.
Mm-hmm. How did you like the teachers in school? Do you remember anything about the school?
Very seldom. Very little.
How does it compare to your grandchildren's schooling, do you think? How does the medical care then compare to?
Well, we were healthy. The children were healthy, and
so you didn't have much to do with doctors, did you?
No.
But you said your father died at 53.
Yes, he had pneumonia. He was just sick 3 days. My mother was 80, in her 80s when she died.
Don't worry about my writing.
No, I don't.
Keep going.
My grandmother lived with us, and she always had her own trunk and always locked it. And as children, we used to wonder what treasures she had. But after she died, we opened her trunk, and she had little pieces of paper that she'd call them cetala. She would try to learn English and would write phonetically in Russian and in Jewish. And once story I always remember, you know what, we used to laugh at her English, and she said, "You children think you're smart because you can speak English. In France, the shepherd who tends to the sheep can speak French." That was the second language in Russia, to be French or to be elegant. Mother taught me several French words. I still remember them. La plume, the pencil. And they had a governess who taught my grandmother's brother was wealthy, my grandmother was raised in his family. They had a governess who taught them German and French, and of course Russian.
Oh.
I used to be proud of my grandmother. I can still see her. When we went to the synagogue, several women sitting around her, they couldn't read Jewish or Hebrew, and she would read for them all.
She had them well educated?
Yes, they were all, you know, to them education was everything.
She came from
Russia. It was Siberia or Bessarabia at one time, and at one time it was Russia, depending on the war and the borders. We all came to America at one time, my uncle, my father's brother, my grandmother, and we all. And my mother used to tell me that my grandfather made her sell her the silver candlesticks, which was a wedding present, and he used to tell her, in America they don't need silver candlesticks, they have electricity.
When you were growing up as a youngster, you know, as a teenager, adolescent, what kinds of things did you do for recreation?
Well, you know, when I was about 16, it was a boys' club that my brother belonged to, and they would have dances, and I attended. That was when I quit high school, and I attended Emma Goldman's lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And she laid the foundation for my education such as it is.
You say you left high school early?
Yes, I had to help out. My father was on the road, and I had to stay in the store.
You said you were a bookkeeper there. Did you learn bookkeeping in
high school? In high school, I had a commercial. It was a simple entry bookkeeping.
Did you have fun with your brothers and sisters as they grew up when they were teenagers?
Yes, we were. Older boys were interested in football, and my father was always afraid of their getting hurt, so he used to give them money to go to a football game rather than have them play. They all had a bicycle, boys, and a dog. They always had a dog, and his name was Teddy Roosevelt.
The boys' club, was this a Jewish institution? Or was
it was a social club, you know.
Was it a Jewish institution?
Yes, it was Jewish boys. They took the first initial of every boy that belonged. It was called the Ovar Club.
O-V-A-R-T. And they did what kinds of activities did they do?
Well, they, you know, went to dances and had picnics and hay rides. At the time, was very popular.
How did you meet your husband?
At a music. His cousin was my music teacher, and we both took music lessons from her.
That's how you met him?
Pardon?
That's how you met him?
Yes. We were 14 years old.
And when did you get married?
I'm 17. We were married by Rabbi Coffee of the Tree of Life Synagogue.
Rabbi.
At that time he was a very popular rabbi.
How old were you at this time?
I was 22, and he was 21.
His name was, what was his name?
Herman.
Herman was 21. He said he was an oral surgeon. Did he study after the...
He went to the army, and when he came back, he went to the Vanderbilt Clinic in New York for oral surgery. He practiced oral surgery for 42 years in the Jenkins Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first Jewish oral surgeon in the city. There were others, but they weren't Jewish.
Did that make any difference as far as his clients or businesses?
No, he, of course, mostly Jewish people. You know, his work was a referral, and most of the Jewish dentists referred their work.
Where did you set up housekeeping? Or did you continue to work?
We lived at home for many years until Shirley was born.
You mean with your parents?
With my parents, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we first moved to Beacon Street. We bought a duplex.
How was it bringing up your children in Squirrel Hill at that time?
We were lucky. I had no difficulty bringing it up. At that time, at Alderdice, it was hard. I remember a teacher, Mr. Korn, who said to me, "Why are you the woman in Squirrel Hill? Not called the dice. Your children went through it unscathed by it all."
Mm-hmm.
And the grandchildren went to Alder Dice and Whiteman School. Shirley went to Whiteman School.
Did the children walk to school?
Yes, I remember they didn't have an officer 3 years ago, and we had a German maid, and she used to meet Shirley at Whiteman School and bring her home. So we're afraid to have her cross Forbes Street.
You said that you were not active in the synagogues?
No.
What sort of social life did you have?
There were parties and boys and girls.
You and your husband.
He came from a very religious family, mm-hmm. but my parents said, we're not religious. My brothers were not bar mitzvah. My father didn't believe in it. He'd say the only reason they want boys to bar mitzvah is to say Kaddish, and I don't believe in that either.
Mm-hmm. Were your children bar mitzvah? Was your son bar mitzvah?
Louis, no, my son wasn't. Mm-hmm. We went to temple, Sunday school.
What temple?
Brother Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley and Louis were confirmed there. That's why they're such good Jews today. They don't believe you can't get them to go to the temple.
Mm-hmm. Did your family take vacations together?
No. When we used to go up to Coney, Ohio, that is, my children did. With my husband, when we were children, we didn't. As a child, we lived near the YMCA on Chatham Street. And I used to participate in their activities there. Gym and clubs we had.
Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything in the summertime? Houses must have been quite hot here in the summer. Were the houses hot here in the summer?
Yes, I remember people sleeping in Shenley Park at night, but we seem to survive the summers and winters. We had a nice house.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any real difference between the way you were raised and the way your children,
my children were? No, I don't think. My parents were understanding. I belong to a girls club, and we would always have meetings at our house, and the kids always said they'd like to come to our house because my mother always had cookies and things for them.
It was a private club?
Well, it was just a kids club. Mm-hmm.
perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about when you first came to this country, about Philadelphia. I like
well,
that story.
Well, I don't remember very much. I remember that we were met by cousins who gave us, it was Christmas in 1899, and we were given candy canes. It was the year that McKinley was shot, and then I always remember there, Linda Alice Roosevelt was married, and they used to sing Alice Blue Gown. We lived in Philadelphia about 2 or 3 years, and then we moved to Pittsburgh. Tell you, if you want the history of Pittsburgh, my sister-in-law, Mrs. Isaacs, the oldest one, died, but she remembers a great deal.
What's her name?
Flora Isaacs. Her husband used to teach economics at Pitt. She was on Darlington Road.
She's still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very good. I'm enjoying this.
My throat, since I had that stroke, my voice sounds. It fixes my voice.
Well, your voice, I know, but it just, you sound just fine. I've listened to the tape and it sounds fine. I'll let you listen to it later. What about your children? When do they get married? When did your oldest child get married? Daughter.
I'm ashamed to say I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's married 35 years.
Mm-hmm. She's married to a physician, of course.
I wanted her to go to Oberlin University. It was considered a very liberal university. And someone came to interview and told me that was no place for a Jewish girl. There were very few Jewish students. So then she went to a and we always were looking out for liberal schools. She went 2 years to Wisconsin, and we had a friend, Dr. Morris Taylor, who was head of the Federation, and he said if she wants to be a social worker, Wisconsin is not the place for her to go to the University of Chicago, which she went, and she took her master's at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis had to go to the university. He wasn't allowed to finish high school. And in his last year of high school, he was drafted into the Navy, went to school in Virginia under the V-12 program, the Navy program. He graduated as second lieutenant.
What did he do when he came home from the Navy?
Oh, when he went on to school.